another boatload showed up. John, you ready? Could you go sit down and quit bothering the guests? Ready? Oh, there's a little thing here I forgot. Yeah, this thing. Welcome to East Anchorage Rotary, the best Rotary club in the world. Was that too loud? I'm sorry. I will whisper some more. Please stand. We will be led in the pledge today, by John Dyson. And Rick Goodfellow, would you inspire us, please?
I will do my best, President. Colin Powell once observed that the situation is rarely as good as we might hope, and almost never as bad as we could fear. He's right, of course. Nothing drains energy more than worrying about how bad things might become. The one and only thing that could prevent a situation from deteriorating is action. And worry is the opposite of action. Your imagination soar in the direction of how good things might be, and use the energy you fritter away worrying on implementing the good things you envision.
Thank you, Rick. Please be seated. I'd like to thank our greeters today, especially our guest greeter, Bill Hopper, our governor-elect, and Maxine Froming and Steve Rader. Thank you all for greeting today. Now, would Andrew Rummerdahl please introduce visiting Rotarians?
All right. Would everyone please help me welcome from Anchorage International Rotary, we have Jan Ingram, Classification Broadcasting. And also from Anchorage International, Ted Trueblood, Classification Civil Engineering.
Hi, Ted.
And we have two out-of-town Rotary guests today. From Zanesville, Ohio, Don Mason, Classification Senior Active. And from Homer Downtown Club, we have Jane Little, Classification Water Treatment Management. And those are our guests.
Thank you, Andrew. I'd like to introduce our head table very quickly. On my far, far right is our exchange student, Jimmy Cardosa. Sitting next to Jimmy is Ventus Plume. On my immediate left is Steve Rader, one of our newer members. Sitting next to Steve is John Dyson. And on the far left, Andrew Rummerdahl.
Sorry, Jeff, we have one more guest from Anchorage Downtown Rotary, Bill Hopper, Classification Highway Construction.
That would be Highway Construction retired, wouldn't it, Bill? Yes, yes. Let's make that point clear. Okay, real quickly, we have three special guests in the audience today. Besides a lot of other special guests, they're going to be scholarship recipients. But we have three, actually there's four Lieutenant Governor types in this room. Past Lieutenant Governor Gail Neppert. District Governor. District Governor-elect Bill Hopper. Jane Little from Homer is the District Governor nominee. And Ted Trueblood is the District Governor designee. So please give them all a round of applause. There we go. Thank you. Okay, Diane. It's all yours.
All right. Looking out the window today, no question what we had to sing about. I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. Today we have guests that have grown a lot. They'll learn much more than we'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Welcome to Anchorage East Rotary. Today we have a lot of guests and a lot going on, so share what you think about this wonderful world fairly quickly. And we'll start with Diana.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and guests, my name is Diana Struck, and I've been working with a Bhutan family who have been refugees for the past 13 years. And this week I took the parents and their children to Flat Top to play in the snow, and they had a great time. And I learned that the father plays a little bit of guitar but does not have a guitar. So if anyone has a guitar sitting around and would like to donate it, that would be great. Thank you. You can see me. Thank you.
Yes, and let me just stop at this table. I know our guests will be introduced. Joyful Heart.
Diane, while you're at that table, let's sing happy birthday to those lovely folks.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And I'll let you start it out.
Yes. Happy birthday to you. And today we're remembering John Bassler, a beloved member of our club, in fact, a charter member of our club, who passed away this year. This is the anniversary of his birth. And I get his cake. It was a rule. It was a rule. John Bassler would want me to have his chocolate cake.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Marjorie Clovis, and I have a really joyful heart today. Unfortunately, though, my granddaughter wasn't able to join me, but our granddaughter is graduating from Diamond High School tomorrow, and in her honor, I'm going to make a $100 contribution to my Paul Harris Fellowship. So I didn't know how to write it out. Okay.
Yes.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I have a guilty heart. I was supposed to go to a meeting at 7:30 this morning, and I got reminded of that in the elevator. And I feel quite badly about it, and we'll do better next month.
Guilty heart is good, too. Yes. Susan.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Susan Bunker. I just wanted to do a quick reminder of tomorrow's four-way test at McLaughlin. We've got 7 volunteers and only 12 students, so it's going to be a really close-knit group. It's going to be a lot of fun. My kids for Mother's Day cleaned my office, and I can't find my list of people that are supposed to help. So you guys know who you are, and we'll see you tomorrow about 12:15.
Thank you, Susan. And Barry Kersey, you have some wonderful news. Barry, I know you have great news. Oh, he's reaching for his wallet. Yay!
Well, good afternoon. I'm Barry Kirksey, I guess my picture was in the paper about a week ago. I didn't see it, actually. I was told about it, so I haven't seen it. So how much is it?
What is your birthday?
How about $10?
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
And, Barry, we celebrate your success with you.
Yeah. Okay, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'd like to ask the volunteers who came out for highway cleanup just to raise their hands. Thank you. We had 14 people show up, including 3 non-Rotarians. We had Lee's granddaughter, Samantha. We had Michael Furman. And we had David Young's son. And the exciting thing that happened, because I did follow up, we had a little contest. We found everything ranging from an axle to some signs and coats. The most exciting thing we found was an iPhone.
Whoa.
And I plugged it in and got a very interesting view of the online life of a 21-year-old. His name is Wild Bill. And Wild Bill had thrown the phone out of the window of the car in a drunken rage at about 1:30 earlier that morning. Oh, he did. What'd you find?
I found a CD by Death Row Records. It actually plays. There's lots of foul language, and I don't mean communication from the barnyard on this. Well, maybe I do. And it was an interesting coincidence. The same day in the paper, another cleanup group discovered a body. So fortunately, we weren't that bad off.
Well, anyway, so the prize actually goes to Catherine Jones. And Wild Bill was very happy to get his cell phone back. Here's 40 happy dollars from Wild Bill. And then we'll also, for the prize, we'll put $40 towards Catherine Jones, Paul Harris.
Excellent job, John. Way to go.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and guests, Dave Kester here. Just wanted to say that Saturday's mobile food pantry distribution was a tremendous success. The weather was gorgeous, and our Rotarians stepped up to the plate. A lot of you were at the district conference and couldn't make it, and we had people that showed up for the very first time, Lee Nordstrom. That was your first time there, I think, Lee. And Tom Obereyer brought his bride, Teresa. And it was great. It was really a lot of fun. So if you were there, why don't you stand up, because I have a special announcement to make about the Mobile Food Pantry. At Rotary.org, there, which is our international website, free for, I don't know, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people to witness. There is an article about Alaska's mobile food pantry on that website. So go to Rotary.org to view that. It's all about what we did. And, Jeff, have you seen it?
I have seen it.
Is it an excellent article?
Excellent article.
And I helped write it, so it should be an excellent article. So, anyway, believe it or not, 3 years ago was our first mobile food pantry distribution. In 3 years, we've distributed over 2 million pounds of food. So give yourselves a big round of applause. And I'm giving the sign-up sheet to Janine so that you get counted for makeup.
Thank you. Fellow Rotarians, I have a happy dollar to thank Heather Flynn for all she did for getting the bus to the district conference. We had a wonderful time. We had 22 exchange students from 16 countries. They were just delightful, as well as the GSC team from Korea. I was fortunate to sit next to one of them on the way up, and I learned a lot, and we had a great time. Thank you, Heather.
Fellow Rotarians, I'm Renee Haig. I have a sad dollar for I lost my dog Molly about 3 months ago, but on Friday I adopted a new baby. Her name is Copper. We got her at the dog animal shelter, and so I have a happy dollar for her. She's 9 months old. And another good thing is there's only like 4 dogs to be adopted right now, and usually when I go in there, there's a lot. So anyway, hopefully there are. Anyway, thank you for that.
So, a new puppy in your house. All right.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and guests, my name is Kevin Curtis, and I have some very exciting news for all of you. Next week will be our final game show.
No.
Due to a diminishing number of requests, our show next week is Show Me the Scar. I didn't pick it, so don't blame me. All scars must be PG-13. If you would take a picture, send them to me. My email is on the flyer on the table, and the story that goes with them. And as always, we will have the prize for the one who gets to choose the most correct scars to the individual will be the famous Stone Certificate. So please participate. Get them to me by Monday if you could. Thank you very much.
Your email is just going to be burning up, I bet. Here we go. I'm moving my way through the room. Bill Myernick is such a generous, wonderful man. He actually took John Bassler's Rotary membership button to his family this week in honor of John's birthday. Bill, you're a great guy. Yes.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, please help me welcome two guests today. First, by car. She's here because of the pending induction of my other guest today, Roz Woodhouse.
Welcome.
President Deff, Sergeant at Arms Diane, this is an announcement for our next year's Board of Directors. What I'd like to do is have a 3 to 5 minute meeting right after this meeting just to talk about what you'll need to be doing for our next retreat, which is a week from today. So next year's board members, if you can just meet, say, right at this table, we'll be done in 5 minutes for sure, maybe as late as three. So we'll look forward to talking to you, everybody, then. Thank you.
Thank you, President Jeff. Fellow Rotarians, I'm Woody Yanks, and it's with great pleasure I introduce the newest member of our family. Our son is an outbound exchange student, next year going to Switzerland. Would you please welcome Douglas Plume? And I'd like to give Douglas just a moment to say a word to you about his father. Thank you.
Well, some of you might already know my father, Jonas Plume, who's Ventus's son, had a heart attack in April, and he suffered complications from that. He was in the hospital for several weeks. But he has come home, and he's recovering slowly and surely. It'll be a couple months at least before he goes back to work, but he's fine now, and my mother and I are glad to have him back home. And he's doing well.
Thank you, Douglas. We have all been praying for your father. Yes. Yeah.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, my name is Charlotte Tharp, and I have a happy dollar and an announcement. The happy dollar is for the fun that I had attending the district conference this past weekend, and it was a great opportunity to meet other Rotarians and to learn more about Rotary and all the great programs that Rotarians not only in our district but all over the world are doing. And that segues into my announcement, which has to do with the foundation. Paul McGuire asked that I announce that we're having a 2-for-1 sale, and there's flyers on each table. We did this a few years ago, and from today through June 10th, our club will match your contributions to the Rotary Foundation with an equal number of recognition points up to a maximum of $500. So it could be anything from $10 to $500, and it'll be matched 2-for-1. And in addition to that, Bobby Olson has offered for any of her Rotary children to match up to $50 for each person. So it's a great way to move up to the next level of recognition in the foundation and help support the great programs that the foundation does throughout the world.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, it's my pleasure to introduce my guest today, Ms. Dawn Bailey, Public Involvement Planner with Dowell HKM. Thank you.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, as you know, I have three daughters. I have a 25-year-old and a set of twins. And I just came back from Wyoming because all three of my daughters now have their degrees. And during this period, my wife went back and got her degree. So I'm going to be matched through the match and give $100,000 to the foundation for four educated, beautiful women.
And now you're the dumbest one in the house?
No, I got mine way early, but now they're all talking about going back for their masters, so I will be.
All right, congratulations. President Jeff and Rotary friends, my name is Barbara Kager, and I'm with the Social Committee, and I'd like to draw your attention to the flyers on the table that says spring is in the air. And this weekend, this Saturday, is our Rotary picnic, and your families are all invited. It's at Bobby and Jim Olson's house. They've generously donated their home, Good Times, and they're on Iliamna Avenue. The cost is $10 for adults. It's this Saturday, May 16th at 4 p.m., and it'll be a lot of fun. Yes, sir. Are we supposed to bring something? Just your appetite, I believe. Appetite, and are they welcome to bring guests if they want to bring a guest? But RSVP is very important. So, and when do we pay? Now or there?
Yeah.
Today? Janine, you can tell I get by with a little help from my friends. So, look for the sign-up sheet. Thank you. Oh, $5 for kids. See, you can bring kids and they get in half price. That's a good deal. Okay, thank you very much.
All right, John Dyson, you have the find free button.
Okay. Hello, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians. My name is Steve Rader. I just have a happy announcement that returning from Hawaii after 2 weeks, a married man. And so I have five happy dollars for that.
Good afternoon, President Jeff and fellow Rotarians. I'd like to introduce our guest today, Jose Saitone. He's from Venezuela. He's a student at UAA, Electrical Engineering, and he's a member of Rotaract. Please give him a welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, my name is John Dyson, and it is official. The sunshine will last throughout the summer. So, with that being said, what better way to spend a nice summer evening than down at the baseball stadium and watch some good amateur baseball with some of the best players across the country? The Glacier Pilots are celebrating our 40th anniversary this year. June 8th is opening day against the Anchorage Bucks. It will be a great summer for everybody. On your tables, we have schedules. We have some of the things that we're promoting, one being our youth camps that we provide free of charge to all kids. It says 8 and older, but really, if you have kids that are 5 and 6, we're not going to turn down any kids. Some of the sponsors I just want to thank real quick are Olunic Development, Even Stevens HVAC, Baron Raven Theater, Right Way Auto Cares, and First National Bank of Alaska. These are all week long, June 15th to the 19th, from 9:30 to noon. So bring out your kids. They'll learn baseball. They're going to meet the players. They'll get some free goodies, all that kind of fun stuff. I also want to let you know we have a raffle going on May 31st at the Kincaid Chalet. Tickets are $100. It includes dinner for two general admission season passes, and a chance to win $10,000. So it's a good thing. Also, very quickly, it is the Horn Doctors opening grand opening on this weekend on Friday and Saturday, the 15th and 16th.
Let me tell you about when we auctioned off the no fine button last time. We'll be really quick. We were sitting next to each other and we outbid each other. John outbid me and I said, "Hey, when it's our grand opening weekend, can I come and I'll sing 'Take Me Out to the Ball Game' on ukulele?" He went, "Sold. Let's do it." So very quickly, okay? Sing along. I know you know it. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. I need some peanuts and cracker jacks. I don't care if I never come back. And it's great food for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 stretcher out at the old ball game.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
And that's
thank you,
why we are the best club in town.
Yes. Gideon Garcia, front and center, please. Gideon, as you know, is our membership chair, and today it's one of the high points of Rotary, and we are going to induct two new members into East Anchorage Rotary.
much, President Jeff. Indeed, it is an honor today to help induct two new members coming into our club. We'll have Jennifer Davis, who is being sponsored by Jean Furman, and her classification will be banking, private banking. And Roz Woodhouse, whose sponsor is Mr. Rick Goodfellow, and her classification is nonprofit consulting. So first, Jean will come up and introduce Jennifer. Right this way, please.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce you to Jennifer Davis. Jennifer was born in Abilene, Texas. 20 years ago, she came up with her family to Alaska. Her primary education was in Grace Christian School, where in the year 2000, some guy by the name of Maestrom, who happened to be mayor of the city at the time, gave her the Great Kids Great News Scholarship Award. That led to a Fulbright scholarship, where she used what she used to attend UAA and graduated with a degree in marketing. So even though born in Texas, she's our adopted. She went to work after an internship at Wells Fargo, and she's worked in the wealth management group, she's worked in the trust department, and currently she is, among other things, my private banker. And her title is Regional Private Banker in the Affluent Strategies Group there. Fellow Rotarians, Jennifer Davis.
President Jeff and fellow Rotarians, it's a real pleasure to introduce Dr. Roz Woodhouse. How many of you lived in Washington State and never had a Washington State driver's license? Well, chances are pretty fair that it was Roz's signature that was on your driver's license. You might want to check. She was appointed director of Washington State Department of Licensing back in 1977, and after that became the chief executive officer of the Urban League of Seattle. Along the way, she earned a doctorate in educational philosophy, governance, and administration at the University of Washington. And it was about a year ago, just slightly over a year ago, that she moved here to Anchorage to help us launch the Anchorage affiliate of the Urban League. But it wasn't her first visit to Anchorage. In fact, she lived here in the 60s when her late husband, Woody, was serving in the United States Army. And I've never met Woody, but I've heard his recordings. He was a phenomenal musician and went on for a remarkable career. And I'm not kidding, Bobby McFerrin stole a lot of his best material from Woody. Now, Woody's passed on. The Woodhouse family continues an Army connection. And Roz's son was just recently promoted to full colonel in the Army. Now, as it happens, Roz's move to Anchorage was perfectly timed to coincide with the financial crisis. And because of budget concerns, the Urban League in Anchorage no longer has a paid staff director. But because Roz always liked Anchorage when she lived here and always knew she would come back, she's decided to stay here and make a go of it. And she's very happy to be inducted into Anchorage East Rotary, so please give her a very warm welcome.
And now, the amazing and gracious Kevin Curtis to charge our new Rotarians.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians and guests, it's my pleasure to give the charge today. Jennifer and Roz, welcome and congratulations to the wonderful world of Rotary. What are you becoming a part of?
First of all, you are joining a worldwide organization that does nothing but good. When you see all the different projects we do through the foundation, through the giving that is done, you heard about our project today with the 2-for-1. Outstanding. So welcome. Rotary is found in over 167 countries, and there are over 32,000 clubs around the world. And you lucky people pick Anchorage East Rotary. My charge to you, get involved. The magic word is yes. And how do we do this? Attend meetings. This is where the fellowship is. You saw some inkling of that today. And this was a serious meeting. Okay, maybe not so serious. But attend meetings. If you can't attend our meeting, you get the pleasure of making up anywhere in the world 14 days either side. And not only can you attend a club, but you can even do it online. And it's an outstanding way of making up a meeting. Also, wear your pin with pride. You'd be surprised at the doors that that pin will open for you. You can be out somewhere. You can be in an airport. Somebody will recognize the Rotary pin. You got a friend there. Also, learn the four-way test, as on the banner behind me. Things that we do, say, and live every single day. And that's what makes us special. Join a committee. That's where the work of Rotary really is. And please check out all of our different committees. We're going into a brand new year in July. Excellent opportunity to get involved. And last but not least, participate in special events. They are fantastic. And you have that opportunity this coming Saturday. You have this opportunity next week by showing your star. Okay, maybe not. But do you understand this charge I've given you? Excellent. Again, congratulations. Welcome to Anchorage East Rotary.
Miss Heather Flynn. Another great day in Anchorage East Rotary when we give out money for scholarships to those who have worked so hard in school. So, Heather, please. Bartlett High School.
First of all, would the Bartlett High School Scholarship Committee please stand up? Rick? Selma? Bill? Where'd Bob go? He sneaked out. Oh, there you are, back there. These people give a minimum of 2 full days of their lives to do this. Thank you very much. And do you have the mic, Bill?
I've got the mic.
Now, students, as I call your name, I would like you to stand up, and I'd like you to introduce your parent. However, these are all wonderful, wonderful people, but we couldn't do this work without the help of Elsie Graham. So the first person I'd like to introduce is Elsie Graham. Please stand. Introduce your guest. Elsie is the Career Resources Advisor at Bartlett High School, and he's the one who not only herds the students, he herds the committee.
My guest today is Amy Vogt, and she's the Education Talent Search Advisor at Bartlett. And I didn't do this by myself. She helped me also. And we had some wonderful students, and so they did all the work, and we were just there to coach them along the way.
Thank you very much, Elsie, and thank you, Amy. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having us.
All these scholarship recipients have high GPAs and SATs and ACT scores, and, I mean, they're all terrific. They take honors classes and all that sort of stuff. But our committee looks for something special, even more special. And boy, did we find some good ones this year. Let's start with Theodore Odina. Theo, would you stand?
Well, my name's Theodore Odina.
And?
And.
Your mother is?
And my mom is Teresita Odina.
Thank you. Theodore is clearly a student who has grown and matured in recent years. Yes, Honor Society and a super volunteer, including Food Bank, Key Club, Kids Kitchen, but he focused on what he wants to do in life. He will attend UAA as a University of Alaska scholar. Garcia wants to give back to the community and become a teacher. In fact, he'd like to teach math at Bartlett High School. And we are honored to present the Jonathan Seabrook Memorial Scholarship to Teodoro Dina. Thank you.
Thank you.
Miley Moore? Miley?
My name is Miley Moore, and this is my dad, Tom Moore.
Thank you very much, Miley. Miley was born in a Hmong refugee camp in Thailand into a family of 11. Her father was disabled in the war. After 3 years in the camp, the family immigrated to Wisconsin and later to Anchorage. Miley's parents have been unable to obtain much education, so she's been her primary translator for her family. And despite hardships, she has been a striver. AP classes, orchestra, and graduating second in her class. She will attend San Francisco State this fall to become a pharmacist. Thank you. Aaron Johnson?
My name is Aaron, and
And your mother?
And this is my mom, Diane.
Thank you. Aaron Johnson. Aaron's first grade teacher told her mother that Aaron would probably never learn to read. Today, her passion is reading. Premature and ADHD, Aaron has overcome many challenges. Aaron survived, strived, and thrived. She not only learned to read, her goal is to be a librarian and help others learn the joy of reading. She volunteers at the Muldoon Library and at the North American Outdoor Institute, so don't get caught in an avalanche. Erin will attend UAA this fall and study history. Her own words best describe why the committee chose Erin to receive a scholarship. Her quote, "All my life, people have said I couldn't accomplish things. Doctors told my parents I might not live. Teachers told them I would never read. And others said I would fail. I have proved to people that I could accomplish many things, and I plan to continue to succeed. I am Erin Johnson." Alicia Self.
Hi, my name is Alicia Self, and this is my father, Jesse.
Alicia is a very ambitious person. The committee was very impressed with her career plan. She plans to attend the University of Louisiana in Monroe and study nursing. Then she plans to go in the Air Force. She says, "I will finish school. I will stay in nursing." In addition to aiding her personally and professionally, she will be able to help others. Alicia has attended the Math, Science, and Engineering Academy, plays volleyball, track and field, plays in the band, symphonic orchestra, and is president of the African American Club. Congratulations. And Golda Pounder Brown.
Hi, my name is Golda, and this is my mom, Susanna Fanner.
Thank you. Golda Pounder Brown, by the way, was named for Golda Meir, and she certainly takes that challenge seriously. Golda has a wide variety of excellent letters of recommendation. I think it shows the broad respect that she has in a very big community. Not only is she an excellent student taking honors and AP classes, she participated in Spanish Club, World Language Declamation, Science Olympiad, Drama Debate, Forensics, etc., etc., etc. She has volunteered as a camp counselor, and she calls herself a lifelong learner. And she has participated in RILA. Golda will attend UAA this fall as a University of Alaska scholar, studying natural science and engineering, and she may even go to law school. We have one other scholarship for Zoe Vang. She is not here because she was an early graduate. She's already enrolled in college at UAA. And, of course, I have checks for everyone.
Thank you, Heather, and the committee for all the hard work you did, and congratulations to all you scholarship recipients. Very, very outstanding work you've done. Now, without any further ado, Prentice Plume, would you introduce a man who really needs no introduction to our club?
Thank you, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, and most welcome visitors and guests. Today, Anchorage East Rotary brings you an exciting, stimulating, great adventure in Alaska by our inbound exchange student from Mexico, Jimmy Cardoza. There is Jimmy Cardoza. Please welcome him.
Hello, everybody. Like many of you probably know me, and who doesn't know me, hi, my name is Jaime Cardoso. I'm from Mexico, and most of you call me Jimmy. It's all right with me. Tremendous. Thank you. Well, I'm here to make a presentation about my exchange in AK, Alaska. So, me, 1 year ago, probably many of you remember, my English was kind of poor, but not that bad. I couldn't communicate with all of you, so everybody understands me, right? like many of you remember, I used to be kind of shy, like I couldn't talk to people, but look at me now. And also I had a short hair, shorter than now. With Rory, I had three host families. My first host family was Cleo's. I'm sorry. Yeah, so there's my host mom, Cleo. My host dad, Dave. My first host family was Dave and Jackie and Cleo Brigade. They helped me get a little better in my English and with my slang. They show me a lot of fun games like Dice 2000, Double Solitaire, and how to gamble for choices. Oh, my second host family was Connor and Gloria Slavinka. it was great for me, this family. They helped me a lot too. My vocabulary grew a lot. Like now I know many words I didn't know. And my hair grew that a lot. Many of you remember my hair. My three host family was Victoria Wolf and Rex Brigade. They are who kept me there long. In here, with them, they taught me how to cross country ski and downhill. And people say I'm better than them, so I don't know. But that's what they say. I have a lot of fun with all my families, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, what I can tell, it's just so much fun. My Alaskan families, this is for all my Alaskan families. I had a lot of fun with all of them, and many of my memories, and many memories that will be with me for the rest of my life. They taught me responsibility, respect, and love for everybody. I thank each other, everyone from, no, never mind. I thank all of them from the bottom of my heart, because without them, I couldn't be here for 1 year. So thank you very much, all of them, Leo. But come on, everybody doesn't want to hear about my family. They want to know what I did here, right? And then this part, my experience in Alaska. So I had some pictures of my first experience with froze eyes, oh, a froze lake. I'm sorry, that's wrong. A froze lake and the snow. So that's me playing on the ice, but it's not me, but a froze lake. And I also I think the first fall snow on the lake, and I went with a shovel and shovel my name in there. I found that I love winter activities. Whatever it is, I was going to go. Ice fishing, cross-country skiing, snow machining, downhill skiing, everything is so fun. I just love it. I got to hang out with Sarah Bellins. Does anybody know that light in there? Sarah Bellins. I got to go to Ferrandi. And it was so fun. I had to chase that bear. He was just running around. It was so fun with him. And, yeah, they sent me to jail in there. They said I was a bad kid. I don't believe them, but... I got to see the... I can't pronounce it. I'm sorry. I did it. And I called one of the puppies that probably is going to raise in 1-2 years. And I also went with Andy Poldenau. I was collecting money to the foundation of Andy Poldenau. So there's so much incidents. And the dogs. I get to see many things on the snow. I get to see dogs playing around. I got to fly on an airplane and land on the snow. Many of you remember that, right? I got to see ash on the snow. I don't know if you can see the gray of that snow. And I also got to take the sun on the snow. I got to fly on a plane and land on glacier on Mountain McKinley. So, yeah, there's my picture, one of my favorite pictures. It's me without shirt and shorts on the glacier. I had to meet really nice and wonderful people during my exchange. People that I will never forget and that, I don't know, it's going to be in my heart for the rest of my life. It's people that help me change, people that taught me a lot of things, and people that I'm going to miss a lot. It's not all the pictures of them, but I'm going to miss all that people. I love Alaska. Alaska is part of me now. Thank you.
Diane, do we have a drawing? Get out your raffle ticket.
Yes, I'm overwhelmed. Thank you, Jimmy. What a great presentation. And Jimmy, this time you get to draw someone else's misery.
There you go. Pick one of those out.
Last 3 numbers, 303. Oh, all right, it's a guest. Yay, come on up. This is so much fun. You're really going to love this. And you know what? Everyone in the room is rooting for you. There's over $30 in the pot. You get to take it home. You just have to do a game of skill. Are you ready? Okay, these are the rules. You are ready. In this bag, there are letters of the alphabet. You're going to reach in, pull out one, and you're going to sing a song that starts with that letter. Yeah, she looks hopeful. Okay, here we go. Are you ready? I'm sorry, what's your name?
Golda.
Golda is going to do it. All right, there you go. It doesn't have to be in English. Okay, Golda.
It's a W.
It's a W.
Go ahead. I forgot to tell you, you have 10 seconds to do it. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh.
Now, that is so great. Now, Golda, is that the easiest $30 you've ever gotten? All righty.
Thank you, Golda. Okay, remember, the barbecue on Saturday at Bobby Olson's house. Thank you to Tom for his donation to the foundation and Bobby Olson. And remember, if you would like to double up on your foundation deposits, please do so. It's starting today. And without any further ado, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.